4 p.m. Time for the news.
Good afternoon. These are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather with me, John Baker. According to a new analysis from the International Coffee Organization, Luxembourg has the world's highest per capita coffee consumption. The report estimates that the average resident of the Luxembourg consumes 118,227 cups of coffee over the course of their life, an average of 5.31 cups per day. There is a caveat, though, as the results include the huge number of cross-border workers who purchase coffee in Luxembourg, which rather inflates the numbers. The Chamber of Commerce presented its review of 2025 and warned that businesses in Luxembourg are under increasing strain due to geopolitical volatility, high production costs, decreasing European demand, and the housing crisis. Optimism in the business community has clearly waned, and companies say they lack the stability required to invest and create jobs. While around 90% of firms expressed confidence in the country's economic prospects back in 2020, that number has dropped to just 67% this year. On Human Rights Day, in an interview with RTL, Laura Zuccoli of the Luxembourg's Refugee Council issued a sharp critique of both European and national asylum policy, citing deplorable shelter conditions and controversial EU plans for external return hubs. Zuccoli expressed regret that Europe's shift toward a more restrictive asylum policy signals a continent increasingly isolating itself. In international news, more than 60,000 people have signed a petition delivered to Croatia's government calling for the removal of public Catholic men's prayers that promote patriarchal authority from city squares. The prayers, led by the conservative Catholic men's group Be Manly, have been held across Croatia on the first Saturday of every month since 2022, attracting a small but dedicated following. An AFP has reported that French special forces provided support to Beninese troops who put down an attempted coup at the weekend, which came after a wave of military takeovers in West Africa, including Benin's northern neighbours Niger and Burkina Faso. The coups have already eroded French influence and presence in its former colonies. And sports now, and we start with the NFL. They will play two regular season games in the German city of Munich in 2026 and 2028, continuing the organisation's ongoing commitment to play annual matches in Germany. The matches are as a result of a multi-year partnership between the NFL, Bundesliga club Bayern Munich and the city of Munich, with the participating teams and specific dates not yet set. And finally, tennis world number one Arina Sabalenka has said that she considers it not fair that the Women's Professional Tennis Tour allows transgender women to compete in WTA tournaments, even though they are currently absent from the elite of world tennis. The participation of transgender women in WTA tournaments is permitted under certain conditions, one of which is that their blood testosterone concentration remains below 2.5 nanomoles per litre for the past 2 years. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, the weather's going to remain misty and overcast with showers that will end during the evening. It's currently 10 degrees, although feeling slightly colder, and overnight it will remain mostly cloudy with local fog developing.